My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And good afternoon on a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. We've got a lot of ground to cover. We are going to call an audible. Red 7. We're bumping college football till tomorrow because we have the on-again, off-again storyline that is your Detroit Tigers that last night may have had its most magical 30-minute period. So we're going to play the game, Rico. And the game is what we talked about. What was this now? Geez, over a week ago. And it was Fangraphs odds versus the standings. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe the Fangraph odds last time. I thought you were getting shortchanged. Remember when they were like 8% odds?
I was like 9%. Yeah.
Guys, they have a better shot than that based on the Twins are a flaming clown car. Well, the Twins have continued to twin. The Tigers, off of the loss to the Rockies, take 2 out of 3 against Baltimore and win the opener in incredible comeback fashion last night in Kansas City. And you find yourself 2 games out. Now, yes, Minnesota has the game in hand where they could make it 3, but you're 2 games out today. And as I said a week ago, look, you just eventually submit if you're going to enjoy sports. That when things like this take place, if you try to make sense of it, or you try to maintain, like I try to be pretty pragmatic with stuff and let math dictate it, it doesn't matter here. Rico, it doesn't. When you've got high leverage situations and you know, Bo Brisky is shutting people down, it ain't Papa Grande coming out of that bullpen. It's right. Bo Brisky. It's Will Vest. It's Bob Salmon. It's ridiculous. You just go with it. Hey, I'm going to pinch it. Kerry Bonds for Wensiel Perez. Winning. Like, you just go with it. So here's my question to the people. Fangraphs today. Rico knows this number. David and Kenny don't. Here's what Fangraphs says. Your Detroit Tigers to make the playoffs today, this moment, to clinch a wild card, 18.1%. If you wanted betting odds, Rico, you could go to your sports book of choice. The Tigers are plus 415 to make the playoffs. The Twins are minus 410. Do what you want.
Value.
I don't know what the hell's going to happen because none of it makes much sense at all, quite frankly. I mean, last night, Twins are up 3-0. Seth Lugo on the mound. Clown car. And they don't just blow the game. They blow it in the bottom of the 8th. So now Clase is coming out of the pen and you ain't hitting him. Mm-hmm. He could, Honestly, Scoobal and Clase should be your Cy Young people. That's it. So here's the question. Which is more believable? That you are two games out, potentially three, if the Twins win the game in hand, or that you have an 82% chance of not making the playoffs? It's another way of saying 18.1% to make it. I firmly believe the standings are telling the truer story, right? Rico, the Twins have been egregiously bad for 6 weeks.
It's not just the standings, Mike. I think the analytics can't take into account what your eyes are seeing. The analytics can't see just how, on, as you said, any given day, somebody steps up and it's just like, I don't think this team realizes you're not supposed to be in this point. So, yes, on paper, it looks like, yeah, of course they're not going to make it. But watching this team and watching how they are catching every break, as I said before last week, they're like the person in Vegas with the hot hand. And you know eventually the house wins. But they may take some from the house for a while. That plus four whatever to make the playoffs, I'd put money on that. Because right now, the way they're playing and the luck that they have, because I am going to say some of it is luck, I'm betting on the Tigers to make the playoffs. Because sometimes, man, you just got to... You got to realize that something magical is just happening right in front of you. You embrace it. You don't explain it. You just go with it.
Well, that's the whole premise, is I don't really see a point. Like, I was listening to the morning show, and they had a really – first of all, they had a good interview with Dan Campbell, and I do want to play some of that sound later. But I didn't understand, you had a couple of people calling up, and they were – instead of talking about, like, what's here and now, they wanted to do this gotcha stuff with cookies. And it's like – why? Do you think the front office thought they were going to re-engage a pennant chase when they sold Jack Flaherty? No. So what the hell's your point? But hey, you know what? If that's where your mind goes when you're in a pennant chase and we're having fun, you know, the other F word I like, I just don't care. Yeah. Like, none of this is expected. That's what makes it fun. Yeah. None of it makes sense.
And by people, you mean as co-hosts?
No, John was fine. John's being pragmatic. No, they had a couple of callers that were prickly pears, and I'm just like, really? It's 80 and sunny. Yeah, here you go. Here's your win. Oh, Jim, you didn't say nice things when they were cutscene. 11 games out. What should he say? He don't work for Bally.
Are people really still doing this?
100%.
Oh, yeah. This is the trade deadline. Yeah, because, hey, I'm going to raise my hand. I was one of those people who said, you trade Scoobal, you get back a haul. You build for the next couple of seasons. They didn't. They're defying odds right now.
I didn't want to trade them. I just needed to be motivated to do it. And I wasn't motivated. You keep them and you hand them a Brinks truck. The bottom line is, who cares? Who gives a damn about the rhetoric from the offseason? Like, it's the same thing. Like, we joked about it last week when I said, look, I think the standings are more believable than the Fangraphs odds. I'm not interested in a Matt Chapman discussion. I didn't even drive that bus. I just defended Rieger and Cookies when they were being assassinated by people who work at the station for it. Yeah, do I think you'd be in the playoffs right now with them? Of course I do. You might make it anyways. But in the here and now, here's the reason this is happening. Yes, you've played good baseball. The Twins had to utterly fall apart for you to be here. So why not focus on that? Who cares? Like, I must miss it that if you were one of these delusional loyalists, if you get a different seat at a playoff game than somebody who didn't believe 11 out. Who cares?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If you don't have a life, you care.
Yeah.
So my question to you guys is, which is the more real number? Rico is saying the standings. 1.5 out, call it 2, flat. You don't have the tiebreaker. The Twins have a game in hand that they will play, I believe, Thursday. If the Twins win that game, it's worth a full game to the standings, meaning you'd be 3 out. Mm-hmm. Or, like tonight, look, I will never utter the words BOGO again. This is not me saying BOGO. What I am saying is you have to face Cole Reagans tonight. If you can beat Cole Reagans, you get an opportunity. An opportunity is not BOGO. An opportunity to have Scooble on the mound tomorrow to sweep the Royals. Tonight, look, last night, here's the moment in time. The Twins are up 3-0 in the late stages. You're down 4-0 or 5-1 respectively in the middle portion of your game. The win expectancy for you is probably 10%. The expectancy of you winning plus the Twins losing is a 1 in 100 shot. At that point, mathematically, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I'm not doing Cookie's Team of Destiny. That's suggestive they'll win the whole effing thing. Shout out Tom Berenger. No, but sometimes you just call it and go, you know what? I don't want to hear about math. I don't want to hear about analytics, percentages. I don't even need it to make sense. Oh, look, face of franchise Matt Vierling just went deep. Like, who cares? Yes, great. Does he wear an old English D? Like, in the end, this team hasn't delivered a single positive memory of note in a decade. Do it. Do it. I don't even care if it's the wrong people carrying the mail. Look at the kid they had against Baltimore. Rico, the kid throwing all the sweepers, Herder.
Yeah.
Where'd he come from?
And that's just it. Every night, it's just somebody different. It's like, oh, you're throwing no hitters. It's like, what is going on?
Montero, the Maddox performance,
right? Like, yeah. is this real? You know what? Don't care if it's real or not.
Just go
embrace
with
it. Go with it. Have fun, because
I don't feel a need to bleep in the Cheerios when they've gotten this close. Yes, am I the guy when you're 10 games out and you've sold at the deadline where I'm just like, okay, on to football. Yep, that's me. I'm not on the team's payroll. I don't need to make excuses for them. But they're here now, and they are on your TV. But guess what? If we opened up with Lions, that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. There is a disconnect in this town with its baseball team. Now, part of it is they weren't on TV in the early portions, and they weren't good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were never bad. You and I talked. I think you had them at 84 wins to start the year. I had them at 85. I had big expectations that clearly early were not fulfilled. But now it's like they've resurfaced for air, and people aren't looking at the water. They're doing something else because of football. But guys, they're 2 games out of the playoffs.
See, I think it's a little deeper than that, Mike.
Oh, please. Much like you at the dentist. Go deeper.
Kenny. I think a lot of people are like, Kenny, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to do this. Because all you're going to do is play with my feelings, play with my emotions. I'm going to whine and dine you, and then you're going to tell me, let's just be friends. They don't want that. So I think a lot of Tigers fans are, it's almost
when a no-hitter is happening and how the other players won't look at the pitcher.
Right.
They want him to get the no-hitter, so, but they won't acknowledge it. And I think a lot of Tigers fans are in that boat right now. You want it to happen, but if I say it out loud, then it won't happen.
So what if you change your viewpoint and this is a scratch-off that someone handed you? It's free. How can your feelings be hurt if I hand you a free lottery ticket? That's all it is.
It is.
Because I refuse to accept anyone who tells me that this franchise believed they'd go on a magical run, trading Jack Flaherty and Reese Olson getting hurt, trading Mark Canna, getting rid of Urshela. This was never the design. It just happened. So I said this to you 3 weeks ago. Last week, I'll say it to you again. I don't expect the Twins to turn it around. It's like tonight, they're pitching a guy with a 7 ERA in Cleveland. In a playoff chase, they just picked up Cole Irvin. He's terrible. Rico, I don't think they're turning it around. Now, the hole you dug for yourself is so deep. Yes, let's say you got 12 left. I don't know if it's 12 or 11. Forgive me. The point is, yeah, you're still going to have to go 8-4 or something, 9-3. But you're doing it. So win today. We'll just worry about today.
Yeah. And I think what helps, you get to finish this thing off with the White Sox. If you're one,
those are free squares.
Right.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can.
Now, you know,
because
I would,
at this point,
I'd agree with Kenny, though. If they lost the playoff spot by losing one to the White Sox or something, that would hurt. That would bother me.
See? And this is why Kenny just can't be all in right now. He wants to
be all in, Kenny.
The only reason I'm not is because, and I hate to pick at this scab, but I did that with the Red Wings. I was all in at the end of last season, and they screwed me. And it was terrible. I got my feelings hurt. I still don't feel great about it. But I don't want to do that to myself one more time.
Hey, Kenny, there's a girl at the bar. She wants to buy you a drink. It's the Tigers.
If we get to a half game or a game back, I might be back.
I mean, look, the Twins, by quick count, I mean, 9-18, their last 27 games. They're horrific. If you want me to extend that out, I can. Guys, I've said this to you. I just don't think they're turning it around. And they have a little bit of a loser's DNA down the stretch. Now, some of that is old school Maurer and Morneau, and the Twins choke, and they don't get it done in the playoffs. But, Rico, that's an unforgivable game last night for them. And for you, look at the Magic. You give up a grand slam to Bobby Witt. You end up down 5-1. And you just keep going. How about late in the game? You want Magic? The Royals have two men on, nobody out. Followed up by first and third and one out in the seventh and eighth inning. You didn't go to the pen to bring in Mariano Rivera. You got Bo Brisky and Will Vest. Yeah. And it works.
The Royals with horrific base running.
Well, yeah, it's a tough play, but I feel like Vierling doesn't have a big arm. You probably could have gotten home. But it was, look, bottom line, guys, I just want to know what you believe in more. We're going to get to the Lions later today. Do you believe in what the standings are telling you, or do you go with the math? Do you believe the standings or the betting odds? Like right now, if you believe, you probably should bet Tigers plus 415 to get in. I don't know a soul that would put minus 400 on the Twins.
No.
I don't think they're turning this around at all. And if they get in, it will be by the skin of their teeth.
Different sport, but it kind of reminds me of that Eagles collapse last year where...
Yes, when Big Dom D'Alessandro was kicked off the sidelines.
You couldn't explain it. It's like, guys, do you want to win?
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people momentarily.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
the
bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.